to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Really, really appreciate you being here, bringing your amazing energy, your vibration, your frequency, just your love and your light to the show, to the community. It really is amazing every time we get together. I can really feel that the community is gathering and really almost in a sacred circle like we do have. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, what was once known, what was once remembered but maybe forgotten. So we're bringing that back. We're bringing that back into our consciousness. So we are acting as conduits as the information comes through our amazing speakers and resonates throughout the airwaves. And it touches you, it nudges you, forces you to actually make choices and take action sometimes. So the theme for this series is celebrate your light within. We are all inherently divine. We are all aspects of the divine. Sometimes we forget how to embody that. And so may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us right now, so we may truly embody ourselves as aspects of the divine. And may we truly spark the creation that is within every single one of us. And right now we call in the ancient ones. We call in the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to support us, to guide the messages, to guide the vibrations, and just let those vibrations fall on whosoever heart needs it the most today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Anne Deirdre is an international celebrity expert on intuition, a certified medical intuitive, a best-selling author and publisher, a professional artist, a speaker, and a coach. Anne's transformational gifts allow her to intuitively shine a light into her client's energy system and illuminate their hidden or dormant gifts and talents that their soul is here to share. Her unique and powerful gifts allow her to shift energetic patterns, to heal trauma, and create new patterns so that they can bring their divine gifts to the world. Anne's access to higher realms began 20 years ago as an intuitive artist. Later in 2005, after a dark night of the soul, she was initiated into the Christ consciousness during meditation and energetically imprints her healing energy into all of her books, her artwork, and intuitive development products, which along with the titles include the books Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, which was endorsed by Eldon Taylor and Peter Calhoun, as well as Inner Visions. Now, as founder and CEO of Inner Visions Publishing, Anne works with authors to publish their spiritual books, and her first and second books became bestsellers. So welcome, Anne. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so much, Ian, for that introduction, and it's so lovely to be back here with you and your amazing community. An honor. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now, of course, many of the community know you. There are people in the community who are maybe new since last time. So I'll have you talk a little bit about yourself in just a moment, but I wanted to let everyone know that Anne's going to be talking about actualizing your soul map energy blueprint. So we'll find out all about what that really, really means. And Anne's going to be taking questions live. So *2 if you're on the phone and you'd like to have the opportunity to ask Anne a question. So *2, that'll raise your hand. And if you're on the webinar page, I can see a lot of you have already done this. Put your question in the question box along with your name, and we'll get to as many as we can. And then also towards the end of the show, as always, Anne is going to be taking everyone through a guided process, which is a chakra power scan. And you'll be able to find out which chakra energy center is blocking the most energy for your soul consciousness to soul expression. So beautiful, beautiful. Well, Anne, why don't we go ahead and get started by having you, not introduce yourself in your own words, but maybe give us a little bit of your background, just a little bit of your background around you went through the dark night of the soul, and then you were initiated in Christ consciousness. Maybe talk a little bit about that and how that's really shifted or changed your life now as a human.
Yeah, thank you. And it really did change the trajectory of my life, and that I felt very guided to discuss this and help you all with this. If you feel like you're in that place, I know it was true for me. I was going along my life, seemingly, you know, everything seemed okay, had its usual challenges, I suppose. But then it just culminated. It seemed like everything came crashing down. I really didn't know, you know, exactly what to do with it. In fact, I actually stopped functioning. And so I found out later it was a dark night of the soul. But we hear about the midlife crisis. We hear about this point that people can come to in their lives. And I very much did go through that. It was an ordeal. It was a process. It was paralyzing. It prevented me from working and almost living. People described me as someone that where my spirit had left my body. So I was a bit in trouble, to say the least, energetically, although I didn't know the word energy back then. But what I did do is I prayed. And then I found a meditation technique. Now, the meditation technique of Kriya Yoga, I did this without really having any understanding of spirituality or intuition or any of that. So it just worked. It was the breathing. It was conscious breath. It was breaking up blocks. It was clearing my energy centers. And after doing this for a while, then this soul expression began to become unleashed. I started writing and channeling books, never realizing I had any kind of psychic abilities to speak of. So when I say you have a soul map, and if you don't know, you know, if you're not feeling really good in every area of your life, you're probably blocked to a certain extent in your energy centers, which are greatly impacting your ability to be effective and hear your soul's guidance. I mean, so it's definitely something that you can work on with energy work.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about that soul map? First, my question is, let's start with that. Let's start with the basics, if you would. What is a soul map?
Soul map came to me about a decade ago as I started working with coaching clients energetically with the seven main energy centers, and I started to see with each person different kind of challenges they had been through, where they thought that these were terrible things that were just happening to them. I could see as an energy healer that these things, you know, sadness, grief, traumas, if you will, were actually there as part of their path and map, so that they could become what I call the spiritual teacher blueprint, that these situations and scenarios were actually serving them, for them to be of great service. Okay, so that was the first thing I started noticing. So helping them understand, apply a different perception, because perception can shift the energy of it. If you realize you're going through something for some great reason and purpose, it changes the energy of it. All right, so it's not just like, here's my map, my life's going to be perfect once I follow. It's really having an understanding that all of your experiences have value. Okay, but the good news, and it's all good news, is that in your seven energy centers, you also have unique gifts and abilities and talents like no other that you're here to express. And they are there's a variety of ways that you can connect with this if you understand your energy centers in your heart. What's in your heart? Your mission is in your heart. Your will persistence to carry out your soul map plan and purpose in your third energy center. So there's a lot of conflicting energies. It's kind of like if you listen to the radio and you're in between stations, you know, you hear half a song on one side and half a song, you're not sure which song to listen to, or if you keep driving, maybe it'll become clear. It's kind of like that with your own energy center. Whose voice are you listening to that's preventing you from following your own soul map, if you will, your parents, your teachers, your past lives, your karmic connections. You know, we're here to clear all that up so we can be more fully present.
So is the soul map, is it a collection, if you will, of various aspects that reside within our various energy centers? Would that be a soul map?
Yeah, there's a soul theme part of the map. So when I start working with people, I do a spiritual numerology with them to take a look at what the theme, what that map is, it looks like. It can be your soul is here to express itself. It could be through writing. It could be through painting. It could be through, decorating, but there's different kind of themes that each soul has, and then again, very unique to each person. And so there's different ways to see if you are following that map. It often is a joyful process, and you don't necessarily know when you take that Reiki class that you are going to end up in perhaps a different modality, or one that you are bringing through and not is even here on the planet yet. So the map is a starting point, is paying attention to what really lights you up with, without even having an understanding why or if it makes sense or if anybody, you know, supports you in that. But it's unique for each person. But those are some those are some keys, I would say, around this. It's really
now,
a process of unfolding.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it would seem to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it would just seem to me maybe intuitively that your soul map is carried from lifetime to lifetime. So you have a soul map. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. So we have our eternal soul. Our soul is a continuum. It also, you know, our consciousness and our I am frequency. Ultimately, we've been through many incarnations as souls, and so we do kind of gain traction, if you will. I keep calling this is the good lifetime, you know, for all of us that have been there, done that kind of thing. But we get to bring all that power, all that wealth of wisdom that each of our incarnations has experienced without the traumatic energy connection to it. That's another important aspect of the soul map, is to be able to be, you know, there's a word, free of it, but also integrated, and to have great compassion and understanding and appreciation for what we've gone through as a soul. And I love your soul family here, Ian, because there's power in all of us gathering together. It's like we're back again. You know, our souls are powerful. We may get tired at times, but we come to these calls to support each other and reamp, you know, that energy that's here to really get stronger on the planet.
Yeah. You know, I always like to, you know, look at, you know, both sides of the coin, if you will, you know, mostly for the reason of identification or recognition, and then also, you know, looking ahead with hope and within the world of possibility. So if we start off by, you know, maybe having you explain some of the shadow aspects, if you would, of not living your purpose or not living according to your soul map. How does that manifest, you know, in our everyday lives if we're not living according to our soul map?
Yeah, we do start to suffer. There's a tendency, there's the burnout, there's a lack of fulfillment. Ultimately, people pleasing is like a quick fix, I want to say. It's like instant gratification. It's kind of what I'm hearing, how I'm hearing it. You know, so we don't catch on for the longest time that we may be living an inauthentic life, you know, if we're popular or everybody's happy with us at family reunions. That doesn't necessarily lend itself to sustainability in terms of your soul. And again, that happened to me personally where I had the breakdown. I was not living my soul map. I didn't know that I had one, but I did know that I felt a sense of emptiness for a long time, although to everybody else my life looked fine. So you will start to feel in your soul, and as I say, when you take these classes or read these books or find something that lights you up, pay great attention to that, because you may not have been supported. This work has not been particularly supported up until things are changing now. But some other things with soul, if you are, you know, there's just a chronic sense of something, maybe you can't even put your finger on it, but it typically lends itself to, I know there's something more, I just don't know what it is. And then you, you know, get into the existential, what is the meaning of life, why am I here, all of that. And one of my medical intuitive teachers, a doctor, said, you know, people can, bored to death. She said, it's a very serious condition. People not finding their purpose can be very, very challenging.
Yeah, and it's a big deal, and it's quite prevalent. You know, mm-hmm. and I know in this community, having done this for many years now, that that question comes up a large percentage of the time, because, you know, it does impact people, and we are, you know, we get disappointed and we get, you know, anxious around, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I not feeling why am I not enjoying the juice in life? You know?
Right.
And so you said something about when something lights you up, pay attention. So does that mean if there's something that, like, whoa, I am all of a sudden super interested in that. Do you think that that indicates an alignment with our soul purpose or our soul map, if on the physical level we get excited about something?
You know, that is such a great question, Ian, because it does require, what I found, a bit of digging. Because when we've got the ego and the personality and the higher self and the lower self, you know, the true self, I mean, there's just,
right.
and what our parents think and what our friends think and what, then when we think we like something, we can stop and pause and say, you know, is this true? Do some investigation. Am I liking this because we've always gone on a ski trip every year? Is this something, or am I looking forward to this because I'm getting out of work? You see, it's sneaky like that, right? So working, like, you know, downtime meditation, being open, getting to the real truth of our own soul is great work to do and so freeing. You start saying no when everybody expects you to say yes. Right? I like this. Well, do you really? Or do you just because an excuse to get out of something else, right? Avoiding something to do something where you follow me is just not the same thing as choosing it for the reasons of your own soul truth and true joy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, the things we spend our time doing, are you just avoiding yourself? Do you really like going to the mall? You just don't want to sit by yourself for 5 minutes, or you might, you know, question something in your life.
Right. No, I get it. So let me ask you this, because everyone's asking, how do I find my soul map? How do I know when I'm aligned with my soul map?
Hmm. For me, I realized that I was doing my own energy work with this soon after I came out of my dark night of the soul, and I began the meditation, breathing, through, even counting 1 to 6 through the chakras. I didn't even know what the chakras were, and saying, I am that I am, and then breathing back down. So just a simple, certain sayings I say daily. I align my will with divine will. Holy Spirit, guide me. Higher self, guide me. I set the intention every day because, like I said, there's a lot of different conflicting things and energies on the planet, and I want to set my own energy first before anything else. You know, you get up in the morning, you go on the internet, before you know it, you're like, what was I doing? Or you're driving, you hear a song, you go back in time. These are some things that I've noticed that kind of derail you from what you could be creating in the present moment. Okay, so finding your soul map, I really encourage you to use your imagination, and fancy name is visionary power, but start to imagine what you want to experience in your life. And you can have fun and be safe with that, because it's, you know, if it's like, I want to be a best-selling author and a writer and have all this, and you haven't done it yet, it's going to feel a little scary, but you can begin to increase the energy on it. That's the seer, the prophet, the visionary energy. Your soul map is in your vision. If you can start to imagine what would light you up, then you can increase that through visualization, feeling it, seeing it as if it's in the now. I've done a lot of that before. I've actually even written a book or done this or done that. It's like, just imagine, wonder what it would be like to, you know, be a speaker. And so you can increase the energy towards you, and the universe supports. That's part of creating your connecting with your soul map. You know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a class you take. Imagine what would it be like if I was an energy healer right now and I've never taken a class. Then you're starting to unlock that vault.
Mm. Yeah, the vault of infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. No, I can just see it right now, and I can just see it. I can just see, you know,
right.
People. I can see the shifting occur. You know, there's shifting that occurs even at that level because we're in the quantum. But at that level
uh-huh.
where you start visualizing and the shift occurs, even if it's just, you know, the first few cogs of that wheel, you know, I can see
uh-huh.
that wheel's been maybe stuck for a while. So maybe speaking of stuck, you know, if you visualize that big wheel, that big cog in like Big Ben, the clock in England, let's say it's
yeah.
stuck there and the hands aren't moving. And let's say that is an analogy for our lives right now. We just feel stuck. You know, how do we get those hands of Big Ben moving again?
Yeah. Yeah, imagine, you know, at midnight, like you start to move energy. We have been so afraid of our own creative power through all of what we consider to be mishaps in prior lifetimes. I see it time and time again. Why people are hanging back from their own power and their ability to create as a soul. There's another scenario where, as a modern seer, prophet, visionary, the prophet was the one that could talk to God and we would hear from the prophet. Well, the modern prophet is aligned with divine will and has that direct connect. And so you can't make a mistake or go awry with your creations when you're consistently affirming that you are aligning with divine will and there's nothing to be afraid of, that you can't miscreate the way that I feel like a lot of people have been afraid to. That's what I found with a lot of my clients through the years and discovered in readings. You know, why aren't you doing what you know you should?
mm-hmm.
Because of the fear or someone's going to give me the answer. I can't get the answer. Someone else has. We've been kind of trained to stay in our own little corner and not know that much, right?
Yeah.
Everybody
right.
knows more than us. That's not true. So I've been undoing a lot of that false programming for people.
Mm. Beautiful. And
you
so,
all know a
so,
lot.
Yeah, but still so required and so needed. You know, so as we're talking about that, we're talking about a journey, we're talking about a path, and most people are thinking of themselves as on a path towards some sort of self-realization and some sort of self-actualization. So, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
moving towards. And so can you talk about those two concepts, if you will, those realities, rather,
yeah.
self-realization and then self-actualization and, you know,
yeah.
tie it back into, you know, into the soul mapping.
Like part B, yeah. So self-realization.
Yeah.
So our souls go through, or I've seen people go through the different incarnations, like coming back again karmically, whatever, you know, that is for each person to rebound. And there's been a whole lot of that. But then you don't really get to the point. If you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that pyramid, right, that at the bottom is survival and then a need for love and nurturance and all this, and then leading up to self-realization, like that pyramid, we've seen a lot of people get stuck in the like with the first three chakras, you know, in survival and in competition, and they never get out of that Groundhog Day. So all of us doing this work together is like the 100 monkey theory. So people are advancing in their evolution with all of the light on the planet and everybody. So thank you, everybody, for all of our participation. It's ongoing for each one of us. But when we can do our energy work, clear our energy, get out of the we don't have to be in the karmic cycles. We can forgive. We can have noble compassion. We can witness. These are all tools to free us. We are meant to be in liberation here in this lifetime. And then we can actually get to our work and not, you know, fixing someone else's things or getting overly involved in scenarios that we don't need to be. So in terms of self-realization, for me it was saying the I am that I am. When I said that enough through the Kriya Yoga, simple meditation, it started to really vibrate in my frequency. Like I believed it. I am that I am. You know? And then realizing more and more and opening up the energy centers with the breath, then it was time to do something about it, right? So there's self-realization, the beingness, the I am, this presence. I am a connection. I am a divine spark. And then that lends itself to what we hear about inspired action. That's the actualizing of it, where we are in the flow, where things come out of the blue, and we respond, yes, I would like to do that. And we start to get on this course in our lives, and we can feel how good that feels, and the way we feel great gratitude and appreciation, more of that comes into our actual reality and existence. And we get to cause reality for ourselves to increase that flow. So that's really a process of going from, you know, from the early days of, you know, just getting through our spiritual stuff and all the karmic closings and appreciation for everywhere we've been, and then get into this place that we know that we can experience the bliss and joy and meaning of service and being in divine flow.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I want to talk about something that you spoke about almost right in the beginning of the call, when you spoke about the energy centers and you spoke about the talents and the gifts that are residing in the energy centers. So you mentioned, for example, mission is in our hearts. So if we're feeling lack or experiencing lack in a specific area in our lives, would we work with the client to work with that specific energy center? So if I come to you and say, you know, I'm not experiencing that I'm living my life on purpose, for example. I just feel a lack of purpose. What would you then do to help me get back on track, or help me, you know, feel that that prana in my life again?
Yeah. The biggest indicator of purpose, when I've worked with people, I say, what have you been challenged with? What have you learned? You're a teacher in that. So everybody that comes to me with medical issues, you are potentially a medical intuitive. It's always, when I work with people, used to serve that person ultimately. And I work to get them out of the engagement of the energy that's perhaps no longer effective. Like, you've gotten the memo, let's get on with it. You know what I mean? Okay, thank you, body, for giving me all these messages. Now I'm going to go do this wellness work with people. Or, you know, in the love school, I'm feeling this. You know, what you feel particularly challenged with is part of your calling. I was particularly in extreme angst over not knowing what my purpose was when I, you know, first turned 40. It was just, it plagued me like nothing else. So for me to be a sole purpose teacher is a little, you know, the irony, if you will, but this is what I find with people. It's there to help you if you can see it that way. And I've been someone with my coaching, thankfully, you know, spirit has given me an ability to help people with this. And it's just, I'm so thankful every day. Yeah, because people are here to thrive. And so we can help get people unstuck and see what's in their heart, see what that calling's about, help heal all that stuff. Because when you're talking about an energy center, you're talking about a whole lot of energy. You're talking about the low vibrational energy, or the shadow of it, and then the higher vibrational. So in my work, I help kind of pick out the weeds, if you will, and laser in on what's going on so that they can have more access to the high vibrational energy that's going to get them up and running.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of helping people, let's do that. So why don't we go to the phones for a little while,
great,
and then we'll come back and chat some more. And, of course, everyone, there is going to be that process at the end as well. So stick around. Make sure that you don't go anywhere. So we're going to take some callers now, live callers. We'll start with that. So *2 to raise your hand, and then we'll go to the web. So put your name and your question in the web, and let's see what spirit how spirit guides us here. So let's go to Livermore, California, and that's going to be 2125, or the last four digits of the phone number. You're on live with Anne.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Patty.
Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Hi, Patty.
Thank you. I didn't have a specific question to ask. I think I'm the same as most people, just wanting to know if I'm on my path.
Okay, great, Patty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with my Spiritual Enlightenment Oracle cards. It's my original artwork and channeling said, bring in the I Am frequency and encodements of consciousness. So with each card that I pull, whether you have a specific question or not, I'm going to give you the message of it, give you what I'm getting on that. And if you have a particular question about, you know, I'm doing X, Y, Z or whatever, I want to know for this, but I feel guided to work with the messages as they come through. For instance, I've got expect miracles for you. So I'm looking at whether you're on your path. I feel like there could be a broader expansion, like maybe you think, you know, this is good or this could be good, but there's still somewhat of a veil. I feel like you're very highly intelligent and there's kind of a need to know with this sort of intelligence that you have, which is very conducive to the left brain and right brain, but this is, I feel like the energy on the call is supporting more of your right brain envisioning and feeling, creative and intuitive faculties, okay, so they can work more in collaboration. So you know just enough, but then there's this like, sense of wonder, like, wow, I couldn't have even planned that, and that can that's going to get really fun for you. Does that make sense?
It does. It completely does, and I'm always trying to get out of my right brain and be more creative and so that's a perfect card for me.
Okay, great. I'm working energetically too. I work with Michael and Gabriel and Jesus, Buddha, Pleiadians. I got a whole group here. So I, we're facilitating more of that expansion. And thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. All righty.
Bye-bye. Much love. Bye. All right, let's go to Beverly Hills, California. Beverly Hills, and it's going to be 6026, and you're on live.
Hello. Hi.
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 Thank you so much. I would appreciate if you look overall and see whatever the block is to open, maybe mainly the basic chakra, the willpower, and also willpower.
Okay. Cut in out a little bit. Can I get your name, please?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, wonderful. And I heard you say the base chakra, but then if you could just repeat that one more time, please.
The basic chakra and the willpower. Well, the willpower to make the basic chakra activated in order to manifest.
Very good. Yes. I love how eloquently you put that. You have a lot of ability in prior lifetimes for this. So again, there's a sense, there could be themes with this call, or often is with groups. There's an intellectual component with you and a certain kind of trust in this lifetime from a prior lifetime that's holding you back. So I'm going to do some clearing around that. I feel like a certain amount of second guessing yourself, if that makes sense. And there's this like I'm just seeing from a 3-2-1, do I really, you have a very high conscientiousness and mindfulness about things. And so it's kind of like, you know, checking, rechecking, and overchecking at times that I see you doing. Again, could be past life, could be in your subconscious, but these are some of the things that I'm seeing in centers 1, 2, and 3 is you're about to really, you know, ground into reality. There's this kind of back and forth and hesitancy. So anywhere where that's not serving you, when it is serving you, it's because you, again, mindfulness and getting clear. So there's a certain amount of conscientiousness that is applicable. But anywhere where you're just hesitating and stalling even for a fear of the unknown of what how great it could be, let's say, let's clear and transmute because all time, dimensions, space, reality, holographic, morphic fields. And we're going to pull down that light, getting white gold light from source energy. I pulled the card, Be Still and Connect with Source. So I was interested to hear how your question relate to the card. And they're telling me to keep bringing down that strong light because like the divine faucet, when it's flowing, it will move the blocks out of the way. So some more light and energy work moving through your energy centers will help facilitate more manifestations more easily. So thank you for your question.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. Can I ask you one more question.
No. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You can.
Thank you so much.
Okay, sweet.
I appreciate it.
Bye, love.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. I gotta, you know, keep the boundaries firm. It's my job here. Okay. Let's go to Jackson, Wyoming, 8945. Jackson, Wyoming, you run live.
Hi. Wow. Thank you so much.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. I'm just going to blurt it in, blurt it out. As I lay here, kind of in semi-meditation, my ultimate goal is to realize my union with the Absolute, to realize that complete oneness, to go beyond the beyond. But in the meantime, I've got, you know, I'm still in this physical body, and I am living in an RV. I did heal myself from stage 4 cancer when the doctors told me I was going to die, and I'm in the middle of a huge transition. And I'm wondering whether I need to write a book about healing from a sentence, because I know it will help people to know that ovarian cancer is not a death sentence. And
right.
I'm contemplating moving to Hawaii or Kauai. And in the meantime, you know, I came out of 10 years of being deathly sick and isolated, and it's just me and my dog in an RV. You know, just
right.
in prayer, and just trusting that the divine is guiding me one step at a time,
mm-hmm.
just like it guided me through the cancer. So I guess what I'm wondering
right.
is, what do you have to say about that? Am I on the right
yeah.
track?
Yes, and you have a awareness around that and a consciousness that you're applying to your experience, which is allowing you to move through and beyond in order to facilitate more healing for other people. You're moving into that empowered healer part of your journey, okay, undergoing what you have and applying the wisdom from the experience in a way to share this through writing, through speaking, educating. I feel like there's some pieces of information that you hold. I was going to say have, but it feels more like a holding in your heart, and this is very precious, and this is very mission-oriented for you, and you are on track. I pulled spend time in nature, feel the wholeness of your soul, which I found as you were describing everything, that this, I could feel the connection, as you said, with the Absolute and your appreciation. I am sensing a little bit of a sadness, if you will, in the longing of being that closely connected to all that is, that you almost forget that you have a body. There's still some sort of peace to be made with this. You understand? So I'm just going to bring in some of that energy. That's okay? You understand what
I do understand. I kind of feel as though I failed.
Yeah, this is to bring the infinite Absolute down through your body. Yes, yeah, so down through your body, as opposed to you wanting to leave to be with it. It wants to be with you here. Okay, so we're going to bring some more of that down. And I've seen this with some advanced souls, that, you know, the soul weariness, if you will. But let's amp it up here to help you bring that Absolute that you are more in to your body and more joyful here with this presence that is always with you. Okay, and anything in the way that was clear and intrinsic is all time, dimension, space, reality, holographic fields. I feel like you are a teacher of the divine feminine is how I'm getting it, and also in the power of frequency and hertz and healing, you have a great deal to say. So thank you for your question.
Wow.
And send everybody blessings. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you.
Feel
it.
For exploring some of these ideas. Please, thank you very much.
Wonderful. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to South San Francisco, California, 5351, and you're on live. Hello. Are you there in California? South San Francisco. 5351.
Oh, I got it.
You all right, there you are.
I'm sorry, that's my phone locking up.
That's okay.
I don't have a particular question except that I can say that I've been doing some work for quite a while now and trying to clear, well, I don't even know what blocks, but I had another major trauma, but it led me to a spontaneous Kundalini awakening, so a major spiritual awakening this point in my life, and I thought it was going to be good for a while, but it's kind of hasn't really led me to where I thought I was going to be. I really have lost my sense of a lot of connection and purpose and what I should be doing.
Okay. Oh, there's a key. Should. yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah,
I hear
like
you.
There's just so much blocking me, and I don't know.
Yeah. So, again, there's a certain kind of conditioning, and as I start to talk, I'm being guided and channeling. Sounds like me talking, but working energetically with you, and then just, the word should just leapt out because it was still part of, like I get something around, it's not enough. It could be from a past life. It could be from your subconscious. It could be from your childhood. But part of what's blocking you is living up to other people's expectations. I don't know if that was something you experienced in this lifetime early on, but there's a certain kind of...
Let that go.
Yep. So we're hitting that one, right? So, again, bringing light, when I work and I say something, it immediately starts to dissolve and unravel like a little thread, okay? And your guides and your soul, it's bringing light to it. It was really enough to start to dissolve and collapse that that's no longer serving you, okay? So know that. So again, with gentleness and noble compassion for yourself wherever that you have felt like, you know, maybe just wasn't quite enough or there should be more, just all of that, we're just going to, again, keep letting that go. I'm going to look for some other things here. As you're talking, I am listening energetically. So let me just go back to how you said that. Disappointment, Kundalini. As you said that, I did see the layers, a sense of perfectionism, perhaps, that sometimes things do take the time that it does, but they're instilling a sense of encouragement for you to feel more connected to your heart, to what that is, because the Kundalini all sounds good, but the passion for what was it that you were leaning towards that you didn't think worked out so good? I don't think there was enough of the heart energy moving towards it to have it flourish and come into more certain kind of modalities you've trained in or studied or things like that.
No, I've had a lot of people tell me for years I've just been a healer before I even knew what that was, and I learned recently, and I don't feel called to doing a modality.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. You're not called. Your heart is not, you know, it's just a little bit of a gray area right now.
I don't feel really called to anything, and I was struggling really seriously for a year and a half with even wanting to still be here.
You know, this is the weary phase of the advanced, I want to say advanced souls on the planet. There's a lot of soul weariness that has set in. I'm going to tell you the card I pulled in. Again, these cards do work with frequency to amp up where you are feeling, you know, a little disillusionment again, like this was supposed to be different. This was supposed to be different this time. So wherever that's happened, everything didn't come out the way you thought it would, or even early on, an earlier kind of situation, which is kind of impacting some of your joy at this point. Let's clear that. Joy is a key to divine magic and miracles is the card I pulled. And it's talking about ignorance creates illusion, sadness, and lower vibrations. Choose to exercise your power to connect with your intuition, your divine self, knowing this. But I also get that there's not a timetable for this for you. This is not the push. In fact, to work around this sense of a lack of purpose. They're saying it's important for you to spend some time being okay with the beingness. Remember the self-realization, the being, then the actualizing. You to take great comfort in everywhere you've been and all your sojourns and all incarnations, and kind of bypassing this need to get anything done. It's I don't even know if you understand exactly what I'm saying, but that's okay, because I'm transmitting some frequency, you know, from the guides, from encodements of consciousness for you. This resonates with you to be here now and okay. Does that make sense? Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to be okay, and I've been trying to have faith, but at the same time,
I see. Here's another thing. Yep, trying and should.
Well,
if you. Yep. It's very kind of highly energetic. So we're just going to work with you to take out the try, take out the should, allow, you know, it's just a couple of minutes. We're just going to start to introduce the energy of allowing and opening and receiving. Okay. So the trying and all that, we'll just let that go. And all time, space, and dimension, allow more of the energy of receptivity, of being open to the frequency. And thank you. I'm just going to keep helping you open up to allow. It's a simple shift. Take up the try and the should.
Thank you.
So
thank
they're
you.
Going to continue to work with you.
Beautiful. Well, let's go to the web for just a little while and see if we can help some people there. So I think this will be, you know, there's no interaction here, Anne, so it's there's just going to be a question. So maybe you could tune in and give some information that we can move through a couple that way. This is Candy from Guadalajara in Mexico. Is there anything you can see about her spiritual journey? So Candy's asking about her spiritual journey.
Okay, Candy. I've got our true nature is divine. Let me tune into that message for you. Again, all the messages carry frequency and will allow the energy to support you. And looking at our true nature is divine in your spiritual path, I'm feeling like part of the journey for you, what they're saying, has been evening out the any emotional roller coasters. Okay, so by having the realization that your true nature is divine, even if it's something that you're saying, I am that I am, this can start to soothe the water, so to speak. We have the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body, the spiritual body. So on your journey, you are working to be the divine human. And really, a saying came to me earlier, which is reminding me of your question, and a peaceful soul is a powerful soul. Okay, so a lot of this work is getting to be at peace. You know, with a prior call, just to be at peace with where you are, which sounds simplistic, but it's actually great work and even challenging. So the inner child to be at peace with the inner adult, to not have these inner conflicts, to have the mind and the heart on board with each other, to have the ego and the personality working with the higher self. This is really the work of our soul and our spiritual journey, and the recognition of our true nature is divine for you, Candy. They're going to continue to work with you to get really solid with that, so that the emotions can come and go like the Buddha under the Bodhi tree, but we're not stuck in any kind of energetic frequency for too long, as we stay afloat and buoyant and in the higher vibrational frequencies while working as above, so below, in the world but not of the world. So thank you for your question.
Thank you so much. All right. This is Sherry from Brandon, and Sherry's asking, what is the next step for me to align more fully with and share my soul's gifts for the greater good?
Okay. Great questions. All right, so I pulled the card of love and forgiveness is heaven on earth. It's a painting of Mother Mary. So, Sherry, I get for you, for your soul's gifts, I feel like you are a healer and helping with the higher consciousness. Of, there's no real manual of how to be a divine being on the human plane, but I feel like if someone was going to come up with one, well, I'm sure there's different versions of it, but I'm getting some sort of teachings that you, when I get information from people, it's either true now or coming up for them. I do have a prophecy, prophetic ability. So if I say something and you're not sure what I'm talking about, that's okay, because it's highly probable that this will be coming up for you. So I feel like some kind of being a soul guide for others, teaching them how to work with vibration and energy in order to assist them and facilitate them moving through their experiences that they let's say don't want to experience in order to serve at a greater level. You know, moving through anything that is difficult or challenging ultimately is something you can help other people with, but this is the light work. This is lighter and easier, not to be entrenched in challenge and move through those without too many disturbances or entanglements or holding of one's back. So again, as I'm talking, working with you energetically to help you move more fully into service of guiding other people, by helping them understand the divine frequencies, what they mean, and how they can work with them. So thank you for your question.
Yes, thank you. Christy from D.C., thanks so much for this call. Can you let me know what chakra energy center is blocking my path and my journey with my intuitive abilities?
Okay. I'm going to read the card too, because I feel like every card has a message and a frequency for everybody. Herbs are medicinal and natural cleansers. So I'm looking at that. Rosemary, sage. And what is the caller's the name of the question? The person on the webcast.
Her name is Christy.
Christy. Okay, I'd like to get the name to connect with the energy. Okay. Christy.
Yeah.
So Christy, with your question, I do get that overall there's an understanding that I do feel like you were a medicine woman in a past life. So working with the natural world and particularly clean eating feels important because, yes, chakras get blocked, but there's also these energies that exist when we eat certain foods that don't agree with us. If we're spending a lot of time in our digestion, like not digesting things, it's actually taking energy away and draining energy. So I feel like there's a holistic healing component to your journey and helping other people with that wisdom and education. Muscle testing, things like that, these things that I'm seeing. So for you to get your gifts out, I feel like you're at that point where keeping, you know, green cleaners and having your own energy stay as clear as possible. And that tells me that you have healing abilities in the holistic healing field. And so that will be ongoing.
Okay, thank
you. Helpful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, everyone, we're going to get back to the phones and the questions in a little while, but let's do this. I'd love, Anne, if you could tell people how they can work with you and what you've put together for this community. And so, everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then go ahead and click the orange button underneath Anne's photograph. It's the button that says offer. And then if you're not on the webinar page and you wanted to type it in, you would type in WOTAshow.com. So that's WOTAshow.com/, and then Anne, A-N-N-E. That's A-N-N-E, excuse me, and the number 5. Everything's lowercase, www.wotashow.com/Anne, 5. And that'll allow you to follow along visually, and you'll be taken to a page that says Anne's special offer, Soul Map Mastery. So without further ado, Anne, if you could take us through this offer you've prepared.
Oh, thank you, Ian. I'm really thrilled and honored to have created something specific for you here at Wisdom of the Ancients, this soul map mastery I found is an energy journey, and so I've created several audios that specifically address what we've been discussing, really, but also including the multidimensional aspect of our soul map. So the first item, I have two packages. First one contains these powerful audios. I like to create the audios to be a certain, you know, not too long for, in the time, because, you know, everybody has, you know, their time in their day, but very powerful and succinct and laser-like with the energy. So with the Divine Source Activation, Multidimensional Accelerator, God on Speed Dial, this audio is designed to help you connect with those etheric chakras above the head. That includes our higher self being brought into our being, not having everything outside of us, but really integrating everything within, past lives and our gifts to be brought forth to be used now in the highest vibration, the galactic gateways, the divine gateways, the universal frequencies, the I am that I am. So the Divine Source Activation will help integrate all those energies with your guides, with your angelic beings, and have that be fully accessible to you more than ever. Okay, so we have our soul, we have our soul map, but we also have all this wonderful galactic connection, Mother, Father, God. So that's channeled. All my work is channeled, includes facilitating energy and clearing. The aura power is one that goes through the aura to help the amplification field, so that what you're clearing within, we go through a clearing, you can outwardly have that to be communicating with the universe, so that your aura is speaking what you want to be speaking out to the universe to receive back with the law of alignment. So it's going to clear up false programming, amp up your light quotient, again, transmitting codes of consciousness, DNA activation. All my work does facilitate on a lot of levels, the RNA, DNA, the telomeres, everything. Really, Spirit's really guiding me with this whole agelessness energy. So this is included in the audios. And item three is manifestation mastery. Speak into being. I'm giving you, in addition to the audios and the energy, some teachings such as my higher self channeling and writing, how I get answers for myself. You know, being psychic and all of that is really helpful. And there are times when I just, you know, what do this decision or that decision? Well, I have a technique, my signature technique that I teach you in these audios where you can channel for yourself anytime through speaking or writing to get answers for yourself. And so in this manifestation mastery, I'm also including my signature creation template, how to bring, whether it's ideal career, purpose, love, bring that into the now, create the foundational structure of it energetically so it exists already, and then spiritual law is it must be manifested in the highest good. So that's manifestation mastery, speak into being. So I cover that in that audio. I also created six really powerful energetic audios. A lot of people on the planet, their life is their life's work. And Spirit has shown me the work that we're here to do, whether you're working, going to a job, or whether you feel guided to be an energy worker or healer. I found that it's important to have a certain vibration and frequency so that you can stay free and sovereign no matter what you're doing. So I call it my six simple steps to creating intuitive wealth for your six-figure and beyond business, and a fancy name, but it really is about how to get into that infinite potential that Ian talked about, you know, that to really connect with that entrepreneur energy outside the, you know, little grid of control and matrix that keeps us small. And that, for me, has required energy work to get out into the high-frequency flow where you can bring your life's work to life, right, to your life. So there's clearing and activating chakra audio, clarity on message, what is your message, how do you find out what your message is. I channel businesses and life work for people, so I teach that method of how to find out, how to create more from your gifts into work in the world, service in the world, how to develop your intuitive gifts audio. I help you get clear on whether it's animals or medical work, angel work, holistic work, work, how to develop that and bring it out into the world. It's your life's work and it should feel like breathing. So that's all in my audios. And in the Package B, I've included a soul map session. So you get all of the audios in the first option, but then with the second option, I have a full hour that I will be doing past, present, future readings, clearing, activating, amplifying, accelerating your dreams into reality, finding out what's in your divine blueprint, doing an aura scan, energy center scan, and divinity code activation. So we'll be doing a lot in that power hour to actualize your gifts.
Yeah, right. And the way I'm seeing this, Anne, you have really created a very, very generous offer. You know, option two, priced the way it is, I'm seeing that that everyone's going to be getting option two, because literally they get you for, you know, not much more than option one, and they get a full hour of Anne,
right.
Deirdre, including past, present, future soul readings, with clearings, with activations, with downloads, with channeling. And I wanted to talk about the divine energy blueprint that's actually in as one of the things that is part of your session. So what is the divine energy blueprint, and what can people look forward to experiencing or finding out when they have the session with you about that blueprint?
Yeah, the energy that I'm able to bring through increases people's awareness of the master that they are. It's very, you know, when I say energy work, it may bypass the intellect, if you will, or the resistance, and people recognize and realize I cause self-realization because I have received the Christ of consciousness. My soul went into space. White light came through me. I heard the sound of creation, Om, I am that I am. So I was able to come back. It was really a near death, but I was able to come back. I've also been guided that it was really a soul braid, or, you know, my higher self and God source energy just like bonded with my soul to give me the ability to do this, to activate people. So each session is unique. My guides and my team, we just know what to clear, how to get people more aligned, how to get them not even, you know, just like what their path is, but to get them on the path. They get moving. They start doing their work in the world. My clients are out there, it's just thrilling because you're meant to do more. And whatever it is, it's just going to be right for you. I can read your divine blueprint of what's true for you. So you're not going to be like, oh, I've got to go do this thing. No, it's going to be true for you. So the energy work helps clear the resistance and the misunderstanding of, you know, or why haven't I done it up till now. It won't even matter, because when you're ready, it's just on.
It's just on, baby.
Yep.
I love it. Okay, yeah, I know I'm getting informal, but beautiful, beautiful. That's what was coming through. And then also there's the energy center and the aura scan. So you'll be doing that for people. So scanning the energy center, scanning their auras, and then also doing a divinity code activation. So can you briefly talk about those three things, the energy center scan, the aura scan, and the divinity code activation that's included?
I'm a professional painter, a visual artist, actually professionally. So I'm able to see color. So I'll be like your aura art, your aura photographer. I'll say, okay, we got some muddiness to clear up here. So you're going to get a picture. I'll get a picture and give you a sense of what's going on. And then I came back from that Christ of consciousness in space vortex white light, that I came back carrying the encodements of consciousness for people to activate them in their own divinity awareness. And so I'm going to work through each of the energy centers, clear and amp up and clarify for people what their uniqueness and what their divine uniqueness really is. So as I'm sharing that, working with that, then, you know, it's kind of like a dormant thing that gets awakened, like some of that, you know, DNA or whatever. Because it's like, oh, gosh, we've had so many things that we have within our field, but they got turned down, shut off, and I personally have gone through quite a bit of reactivating to get to this point, including the space trip. But that was a while back. Now, Spirit's saying that we, you know, this energy is really more and more on the planet, and the work is easier and lighter. Okay, so we're going to be flipping those switches on. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful.
People just feel more inspired. They feel more enthusiastic. They actually know they can do something where before they were hesitant, weren't quite sure. Like I said, it's really quite divinely magical.
Yeah, wonderful. So if I'm someone who wants to maybe start a spiritual-based business, then this would definitely be a wonderful session to have with you, because not only do I get the option one, which includes those activations and the audios, as well as some kind of 3D tools. So like what I'm looking at here, like the virtual website channeling and building, is that more of a 3D tool?
Yeah, I have been channeling businesses for people for about a decade. I've included the audio in the personal session. If people have an existing one or feel like they want to, I can go into kind of great detail about what that would look like. I get all kinds of things. I have very psychic life work guides that help people put things together unique to them, I want to say, so it feels right to them.
Yeah, you know, this feels so complete, though. You know, if you look at the soul mapping work that you do and how it really weaves in with the spiritual business aspect of your package as well, you know. But of course, you don't have to be wanting to open up a business. So if I'm not looking to open up a business, tell me how you know. I think the value that you presented this package at, as I say, most people are just going to go straight for option two to work with you. But let's say that I'm not going to go that way. If I'm not going to open up a spiritual-based business, then tell me about how package one would benefit me.
Okay. And my guides are humorous, and they're like, well, they don't think they're going to open up one, but the number of people that come to me that now have very thriving, successful businesses, that's not what they thought they were going to do.
Okay.
So there's that, but it also helps with really what we're talking about here is sovereign energy. Business to me is life work. So if you go somewhere, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever the hours are, when you bring your sovereign energy to that experience, it literally feels like you are free. And that's really part of my mission, is to help people feel like that all of the time, right? So getting an entrepreneurial energy, so working at whatever company, and you bring that energy of expansion, infinite possibility, suddenly you're not working out of any fear, you're working out of joy, you become a different kind of employee even though you don't even feel like an employee, you feel like you get to go to work. So I'm able to work with people to shift that energy into a state of freeing, which is helpful no matter what work you do or you know, think you're going to do or whatever. But the clearing audios will help to allow you to emerge from a more soulful place where more possibilities that you didn't think existed actually do exist, and you get to see them and choose them. So there's
wonderful
that wonderful mystery there, right? Kingdom of Heaven is within, so we want to access that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for this wonderful and generous offer, and just really helping people discover their life's purpose. It's one of the, I think, the most asked question, for the most part, on the Q&A is help me find my life's purpose. It really does, when you find that life's purpose, it really does, to use your own words, it really does light you up. You know, you can absolutely feel that you are the essence of the divine when you're operating on your life's path and according to your life's purpose. So beautiful. It's a wonderful,
changes
wonderful
everything.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. It does. It changes every day. And I know from having decades of not having it, every day is magical in its own way, no matter what. And that's something that is life-saving and life-changing. Yeah. So I appreciate the opportunity to share it.
Beautiful. Well, let's go to the web quickly. Let's go to, yes, Janice, I can see you from South Leon. Janice here. My name's in all caps. sweet Janice. And no, I can just feel the energy here. So I'm going to, so Janice would like some help with her soulmate. For the last 14 years, I struggled with breast cancer, chemo, radiation, and now cirrhosis of my liver. I'm truly a light worker and level of life. I don't know how to get past this liver issue so I can serve. Can you please hear my prayer? What can you do for Janice, Anne?
Okay. Well, I am going to continue to pull the I Am frequency cards here. Janice, resolve to persevere. We are never broken. Okay. You've chosen this card as a reminder that your spirit is strong and indomitable. You've weathered many storms. You've survived many challenges and experiences. It's time to thrive despite any obstacles. At times you may feel like giving up, but don't keep going. The miracle is on the way. Okay, so I do feel if you ordered a session with me, I would go into that in more depth. Okay, some recommendations that I would offer. I would want that to be specific to you. Okay, so working with your energy, there is. I am hearing the word curative. So I don't know if you have an. You know, I always, you know, recommend your Eastern Western blend or go to your doctor. You have lots of, you know, whatever route you deem medically is important for each person to decide. But I also am hearing that there is more answers than you're aware of at this moment. And so you may be working with some kind of blend of Eastern Western medicine that could become enlightening on this situation for you. And just sending lots of love and blessings. And thank you for your question.
Thank you. This is Ifat from Princeton, New Jersey. Ifat says, I would really appreciate if you can connect with my energy to understand why I'm feeling so exhausted and suggest a remedy. I have a good nutrition and a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. I pulled open the windows of your heart. Okay, so it's connecting to that it wasn't necessarily some of the typical things that we consider. There seems to be kind of a little bit of a soul heaviness, some grief, some unexpressed grief. It could be something that you're not even aware of. When I get things for people, it is either past life, subconscious, something you picked up. A lot of people probably on this call and people that I work with are incredibly empathic and sensitive, and you could be picking up grief or heaviness around you. So let's work to work with your heart center, wherever you've picked up or absorbed. I feel like you've been an energy healer and transmuter, so sometimes that energy can get kind of stuck in that heart area because there's a lot of grief on the planet, a lot of unexpressed grief on the planet, a lot of people that have been taught how to feel and process the seven or so stages that we have and transmute it into the high heart. So that's what they're working with on you, anywhere you've picked that up. Wherever it's, you know, something you've gone and experienced and haven't processed fully, or anything you've picked up as an empath. And we're going to go ahead and clear that in all time, space, dimension, holographic, and workshop fields like you got, and so it is. Okay. So we're shining the light on some of these things here to clear and dissolve with ease and grace.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Irvine, California. 5199, Irvine, California. You're on live.
Yes, hello there.
Hi,
Hi there, thank you. I have done different types of energy work, and I find, and it happened the minute I turned on to this call, my left jaw pulls, my hips twist, I feel a little tickle on my forehead, but with you, I got this very deep, nauseous sort of pain in the center of my stomach. So I don't know if this is a block of sorts or something else.
Yeah. Things show up. It's interesting with the last caller, and I do find that the colors kind of build on each other. You may be picking up some kind of, again, the stomach area is around, we're talking about will, perseverance, anywhere where you may have been resisting the power of your will even. But your body is a wonderful messenger. You're a wonderful healer, a medical intuitive, if you will, to have that kind of in synchronicity of the messages like that, to have that kind of awareness, particularly in the physicality, lends itself. Have you worked with medical intuition or in that field of
no.
wellness?
No.
Okay,
I'm
have an adeptness.
My head is shaking. Yes.
Okay, well, you have an adeptness for it, and you may have some resistance coming up. It could be something, you know, that your soul wants to hear, but you still have a lot of resistance around it from some different traumas or different experiences. And the digestion area, the third chakra, I am a medical intuitive as well, so I'll just let you know from that perspective, which I'm glad to share with you, that lends itself an inability to digest what's going on. It could be, you know, some of this may be hard for you to hear. You know, if you turn on the news and you start to get that, then what you're seeing, that may be, so you're processing, and just be gentle with yourself, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to, stay in California. We're going to go to Anaheim. Anaheim, California, 6002.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi there.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Olivia. And I've done, like, a lot of energy, you know, learning and, like, nothing. Like, you know, I get something, you're like, oh, I'm really interested in it. And I do it, like, oh, and then I find the next thing. So, like, I'm, like, lost, like, what it is that I'm really supposed to be doing or maybe, you know, so I need maybe help.
Yeah. I feel such a longing. I want to say this, you know, there's different vibrations and energy that I detect when, you know, when everybody's talking, but that's one thing, but that I hear this longing, what I should be doing, and a sense of loss and a sense of failure. I don't know if you've gone through any physical losses of people, but I feel like you have a more of a sense of urgency and timing. Is that true? It feels like that you don't want to miss it this time around. It's a certain,
you know,
kind
it's
of
like I'm getting,
conscientiousness.
I'm getting older, and I think that's maybe what.
That's what you're thinking. That's what I'm picking up on. Okay. And I hear you. But I'm also working with divine frequencies that sees you as you know, timeless and ageless. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm got a card here. As I'm kind and forgiving with myself, I extend heart-centered love to others. Let's take out this, you know, version, if you will, of the purpose, the end. You know, there's a sense of kindness that I feel like you bring. And to have a title for your purpose is not necessarily something that your purpose is actually asking for. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get titles for my clients so that other people can feel more comfortable. But understand this, your energy, your heart, all of that, you are your purpose. You are always that. So again, it's never just a conversation. We're working in all time, space, and dimension to amp up that feeling that you have where you know you have not missed the boat. You are always you. You are pure love. The card I pulled for you says it's chosen to remind you of the power of love and that this is self-love. We've heard that to love others, we must first love ourselves, a noble effort. The value of self-love is a priceless gem. As we're kind and forgiving with ourselves, we become heart-centered and extend this love to others. So I feel, thank you for your question and calling in and bringing your love to this call. I can feel it, and it feels that to be in this feeling of appreciation for yourself and your journey can actually shift any energy of feeling like you've missed out. A simple formula, if you will, to feel like you want to, you know, get on some, you know, be on your path and know your purpose. The first place to begin is getting to be peaceful with yourself or wherever you think you are without judgment. Okay, you understand? And your mind wants to argue out of that, but I need to be a master teacher. Well, thank you and thank you and thank you. And I'm going to thank myself for being where I am right now, and that shifts it. And then little things show up. You see, so you are working energy, and thank you for your question and sharing it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sweet soul. Much love. Beautiful. Okay, so Anne, let's take people through that that process. I think that'll be a wonderful way to share with the group. So this is the chakra power scan. If you could just tell everyone a little bit about what we'll be experiencing, and then by all means, take us right through it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So I am pulling a card, and Archangel Michael came earlier and wants to be a part of this. We're going to work, and I'm already starting to get a sense of the energy centers. Specific, the scanning, the group. The card I pulled is Let Your Spirit Soar, so I'm going to give a message on that, bring in more light. Michael is here with us, and we're going to do some deeper clearing and channeling to activate more of your power wealth centers, the centers within you that are so powerful, and align them into the highest frequency. Talking first about the one that I'm sensing is the densest, if you will, and start to realign that energy. Okay, so we're going to begin. Just don't listen while you're driving. We say, so let's take some deep breaths, put our feet on the ground, and understand we're going to breathe in through the nose, conscious awareness, and just breathe out and let go of anything that's not serving us. So connecting with Mother, Father, God, God Source Energy. Again, thank you, Archangel Michael, for guiding us with this. We're going to bring that light down through the etheric chakras, through each center, activating and aligning and attuning, getting that tuning fork energy to recalibrate your ability to see, hear, know, and feel all that you're here to in the highest vibrational frequencies, and amp up that light quotient as we bring that energy into the crown chakra. I'm going to scan and let you know, Michael, which ones we want to do the most clearing on for this call. Sensing the heart, the third chakra, and the heart. Okay. So, from what Michael is saying, there's a sense of connectedness that we're going to improve and increase between the will and the heart. Imagine that there's a central sun now at your solar plexus, right in your stomach area. That's your will center. That's your ability to be aligned with your divine will and to be free from any interference that could be an opinion or someone else's idea that is not true for you. So we're going to work with the energy of divine will and power and will persistence in that center, increasing with the central sun, increasing with the ability to free from criticism. We're clearing criticism. We're clearing self-criticism. We're clearing the messages of the inner critic that are working to disempower you in this center. We're going to bring in more light, some more breath, and we're going to allow that energy to dissipate and even ground out. And we're going to go into the earth and send love. So we're going to, instead of feeling inner criticism, we're going to bring in more self-love and the love energy from the earth. We're going to feel supported and nurtured with the earth. Michael's saying, as above, so below. Working with your guides, your teachers, your angels, your team, your connection with the earth, we're going to feel at home in our bodies. We're going to feel that all of us are working together, that there is no separateness, that there's no competition, again, in the third energy center. This is full cooperation and alignment, working with each other in collaboration, more collaboration energy, more appreciation for ourselves and everywhere we've been in our journey and for where we are now, and appreciating other people's journey without having to actually participate in an energetic way, in a disturbing way, but more collaboration. It's bringing more collaboration, more light, and that's transmuting the energies of the first and second, where we got the seed of the soul. We're getting realigned on a soul level of what we're here to do and what we're here to share with each other in joy and alignment, as above, so below. All right, and as we're getting so aligned in those first, second, third chakras, now we're able to move into our heart. Now we're able to self-realize our mission, as we are not fearful of any kind of any better or worse, just all being together in a mission to raise the consciousness, elevate humanity, and that we understand our part in the divine plan as being unique and celebrated and supported. And any of that self-criticism is now turning into that universal love and appreciation, and we feel the divine appreciation of being here now, of being enough, and allowing that energy to flourish of self-appreciation with the higher self, capital S, of our soul's journey, and the magnitude of that and the magnificence of that. We're going to expand that out from our heart with such love and frequency into our aura, and we're going to radiate and transmit the power of this group to keep radiating divine love for self and others. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for coming and being with the group today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian, everyone.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Anne, it's been a pleasure having you here on the show today. Is there anything that is coming through to you now, either from yourself or your guides, that you'd like to share with the audience, the community, as we start to wrap this up?
Yes, actually when I was facilitating that meditation, I could feel a lot of earth love. And then I have a couple stones here. And so the stones want to speak. I've been getting some stone messages lately. So you know, utilize the power of the stones. I have like a hematite and a rose quartz. So I've got some good grounding energy and I've got some good divine love energy. So the earth, we're all in this together. The earth is here to support us. Put a stone in your pocket. I pulled another card, never give up. Calm after the storm is a great reminder that we can get into calmness and clarity, work with the power tools of the earth and the heavens. And great work, everybody. We're doing this. So thank you again.
Yes, of course. And thank you. It's been wonderful. Been wonderful having you here. Thank you so much for your offer and really making yourself available so generously for that session. So everyone, if you're feeling that you'd like to work with Anne, there's plenty opportunity, and it's a wonderful, wonderful offer. And if you just, you know, feel into the soul readings, as well as the activations and the clearings and the aura scans, then take advantage of working with Anne. It's a full hour, everyone. It's a full hour. It's a wonderful, wonderful offer for which we are most grateful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste. All right, everyone, beautiful souls, thank you for being here on The Wisdom Show. Thank you again for bringing your energy and for your dedication and your commitment to really being the brightest light that you can possibly be. Much love to you all. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank Archangel Michael. We thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Namaste. Much love. Bye now.